Watcher, it's Mike Wynn and it's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. And we're going to start this week with a Carole King song. It's been played more than a squillion times that it's in real danger of overexposure, but somehow, to me at least, it remains as fresh as ever. I hope you agree. Yes, of course it was. You've Got a Friend, arguably Carole King's greatest compo. And of course, forever associated with her chum, James Taylor. This is someone I played a few times recently because I only discovered her amazing piano playing a couple of months ago. Shihiro Yamanaka, she plays the organ on one track as well on this June 2011 East Side Sound New York recorded album called Reminiscence, and she plays organ as though it's her first and only instrument, but piano, of course, on You've Got a Friend, with Larry Grenadier bass and Bernard Pretty Purdy drums. Let's now have the flugelhorn playing on a Munch classic. Rhythm and Ing, written by Thelonious Monk, but borrowing a bit from both Gershwin's I Got Rhythm and Mary Lou Williams's Walking and Swinging, and it's become one of Monk's most covered compos. Here in May 2009 at the Jazz Showcase in Chicago, it's under the leadership of flugelhornist Bob Lark. It's billed as the Bob Lark Phil Woods Quintet, but the altoist sits out on this track. I should really have chosen one with Woods playing, as he's superb, But another week, perhaps. Jim McNeely, piano. Steve Gilmore, bass. Bill Goodwin, drums. The album is called Thick as Thieves. It's Ellingtonia time, with strings, I'm afraid. The magnificent Johnny Hodges on a Verve LP called Johnny Hodges and His Strings Play the Prettiest Gershwin, recorded in Germany, well, Stuttgart to be more precise, November 58. And it's a really odd combo, actually a rushed affair. Hodges was with the Ellington Orchestra on their 1958 tour of Europe, 37 separate venues across 11 countries, and all of these would have been two concerts per night sessions. Somehow, Hodges sneaked off on a detour between Milan and Turin to record this album in Stuttgart and be back with the band in Turin for that evening's gig. Russell Garcia did the arrangements, and the backing was conducted by Wolfgang Rohrig. Rather strangely, Horst Jankowski was at the piano, but then again, Jankowski had worked with both Miles and separately Ella. Do you remember Jankowski's solitary hit? That was in 65, A Walk in the Black Forest. If that was unusual Ellingtonia, here's the real thing. And that's from a short suite by Duke Ellington called Night Creature. That was the first of three movements called Blind Bug, who the Duke describes as the king of the night creatures. The other two movements have the titles Stalking Monster and Dazzling Creature. A critic of the day being Jan Feb 63, called it, quote, a musical impression of a transvestite, unquote. And he meant that kindly. And there is a rather tenuous connection with the previous Hodges recording. This was recorded during Ellington's 63 European tour. The first and second movements were recorded in Sweden, the third a few days earlier in France, in Paris. The rest of this reprise LP, Symphonic Ellington, being recorded in Germany, Italy, and the remainder back in Paris a couple of weeks later. This 1963 tour included 34 separate cities in a six-week period, plus all these recordings, of course. And 2 months later, the band is back in Europe. Another 22 dates on a four-week tour of Germany, Denmark and Sweden. And then, later in 63, it's the Near and Middle East, as well as, obviously, concerts galore in the US. And they called it a working band. Here's Elmo Hope. We'll be right back. from an Elmo Hope Blue Note LP, originally titled New Faces, New Sounds, Vol 2, but later re-released as the Elmo Hope Quintet to lure suckers like me into mistakenly buying it a second time. Elmo Hope wrote all six of the songs on this album. We heard Abdullah, which the liner notes describe as a slower groove. The recording engineer was Rudy Van Gelder, and Blue Note Records roll out some of their regulars to help. Basseyite Frank Foster, tenor, Freeman Lee, trumpet, Percy Heath, bass, and the great Art Blakey, drums. Elmo Hope played with all the big names of the 50s, Rollins, Jackie McLean, Lou Donaldson, Chet Baker, but his career was plagued by drug issues, and his cabaret card was withdrawn in New York because of all this drug taking. Strawberry Wine? Mike Wooford with the title song of this, his very first album as a leader, Strawberry Wine, on the Cheapo Epic label, recorded in LA in 66. John Dolling, bass, and John Gurin, drums. Wooford, of course, piano, and he's made many, many excellent albums as leader, but will always be best known as a sideman to the likes of Ella and Sarah Vaughan. And by the way, he also worked on one of John Lennon's solo albums. This next one is a contrast to the soft and gentle Strawberry Wine. Thank you. Sam Butera, the Big Horn Man, the Big Horn being the title of his first album as a leader. This LP is called Thinking Man's Sax. Butera is famous for his long association with Louis Prima and Louis' wife Keely Smith. And this LP is on the Prima label. Sam Butera did make a few R&B-style albums himself. Always upbeat, no, not the most original tenor player of all time, but he could and did bring enjoyment to his gigs and recordings. We heard If I Had You. All the other songs on this next album are standards, but I love these lyrics.
Though my position is of low degree, and all the others may look down on me, but I'll go smiling through. That's if I have you.
I am the happiest of troubadours, thinking of you while I'm massaging floors at my leisure time. I make up this rhyme. I will be the oil mop.
I will be the oil.
Then we both could mingle every time we talk. I will be the washboard.
Let me be your tub.
Think of all the Mondays we could rub-a-dub. And I will be the shoe brush if you be the shoe. Then I'll keep you right, dear, feeling good as new. I will be the razor.
Please let me be your blade.
That's the porter's love song to a chambermaid. And I will be the dishpan.
I will be the dish.
We'll meet after meals, dear. And what more could we wish? I will be the window.
I'll be your window shade.
That's the porter's love song to a chambermaid. That's the porter's love song to a chambermaid.
Yes, wasn't that fun? The LP title first, The Two Hot Coals. It was the husband and wife team of Eddie and Betty Cole. Do you think there's a slight familiarity in Eddie's voice? Yes, he's the eldest child of Reverend Edward J. Cole and his wife Perlina. Eddie was 13 years older than his brother Nat, and even looks like Nat. Eddie played bass as well as piano and was a professional musician all his life, but of course never came remotely close to the success of that younger brother, Nat King Cole. Eddie's most famous record, Eddie Cole's Solid Swingers, has Eddie on bass and vocals and brother Nat in a supporting role on piano. This is a seriously good and fun LP, and my copy is signed by both Eddie and Betty as The Two Hot Coals. It's a guitar solo next. Thank you. I've grown accustomed to her face, one of Lerner and Lowe's gems from My Fair Lady. This version is from a crackly old Capitol LP called Lorindo Almeida, Broadway Solo Guitar. And that's all we need to know, other than the date and the venue of the recording session. But all is unknown, rather strangely. Early mid-60s and Los Angeles would be my guess. So we'll move straight on to Stockholm. Billed as the Bernt Rosengren Tentet, they were live in September 83 at Fasching, Stockholm. This is a Dragon LP, a Swedish label. We don't hear Rosengren often enough, that is. The Stockholm tenor man and flautist is one of Sweden's best jazzers, certainly. From the late 70s, he featured fairly permanently in American guitarist Doug Rainey's bop groups, and he invites Rainey to join in with this group. The other excellent musos deserve a name check, but there are another 8 of them, and I'd only mangle their exotic Swedish names. So we'll stick with That Was Cole Porter's Get Out of Town. Soloists were Rosengren himself on tenor, Krista Andersson and Tommy Kuvaholt also on tenors, and of course Doug Rainey on guitar. So I could have name-checked them all. But here comes a short piano solo. And that's from a Revelation LP called One to Get Ready, Four to Go. It's a mixture of piano solos, the one, and a quartet, the four, logically enough. The leader and pianist is Claire Fisher. After university and his military service, he became the accompanist and arranger for the vocal group The High Lows, before running his own bands, which he alternated with solo piano work, often influenced by his love of Latin-flavoured jazz. That was his own tribute to the fallen Kennedys. It's called In Memoriam, JFK and RFK, recorded March 64 in L.A. What's truly odd about this recording date, and I've nerdishly double-checked it, is that it's just over 4 years before Robert Kennedy's assassination. And this is a first pressing LP too. Yes, prescient or what? I think we'd better leave that conundrum behind us. We played something by 91-year-old Terry Gibbs a few weeks back. Here's our tell at a mere 35.
Я парень мастер. Я парень мастер. Я парень мастер. Я парень мастер.
Your father's moustache. Moustache, they sang, so they must be right. This mode LP is billed as Bill Harris and the Ex-Hermonites. Recorded September 57 in LA. LA is popular this week. The song was co-written by Harris and Woody Herman. Harris trombone, Terry Gibbs vibes, Lou Levy piano, Red Mitchell bass, Stan Levy drums. That vocal, can we call that a vocal, was by Bill and Terry. Wisely, they stuck with their instrumental roles. Next, we're off to the Pizza Express Jazz Club in Soho. Thank you. of my fave stomping grounds, the Pizza Express Jazz Club in Soho. This is March 2001. It's the Bill Sharlop Trio, although calling themselves the European Jazz Trio. Sharlop is American, as you know. The bassist qualifies as European. He's Mark Hodgson, born in Kendal in the Lake District and now teaching at the Birmingham Conservatoire. The drummer is also European. Stephen Keogh, born in Ireland and now, I think, residing in Barcelona. This Blau, that's a Spanish label, this Blau CD is called Artfully Vol 1. And yes, there is a Vol 2. We're going to go out this week with the first half, it's a long track, from a new Motema album called Hudson. It's a four-way leadership. They all swap their instruments almost track by track. It's often jazz rockish, always funky and grooving, to use their own descriptor. And it's, for my money, one of Bob Dylan's best ever songs, Lay Lady Lay. John Medeski hammered B3 on Lay Lady Lay, John Scofield guitar, Larry Grenadier bass, and Jack DeJohnette drums. Recorded 2017. Thank you. As always, huge thanks for joining me, Mike Wynn. Hope you've had fun, and I look forward to your company again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.